art is on. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're short 2 people to have a quorum.
Yep.
And John, go ahead and just remind Hardcore, Kellen, and Mike. And also, we need to get Jeannie on because she's being sworn in. I did talk, email her this morning, so I don't know if she's having difficulty.
Okay, I'll reach out to Hardcore, Kellen, and Mike, and we'll go from there.
And Jeannie.
Yes.
No, you're not barking. Get out. You can go bark outside. Go. Go. What's your fifth gotcha day on Saturday? But Peter, what we'll do is we'll go live at 2. I'll just do whatever, and then we probably could do roll call first of Mint employees and then do CCAC members of that if we're still waiting.
Sure. Yeah. Might not be a bad idea.
Do we have any indication that any of these folks missing are not coming on?
They had told me they would, and I know I talked to Jeannie this morning, and she asked me to forward the invite again, so I did that.
Okay. So, you know, we need 7 members for quorum. They can't conduct the meeting if they don't have 7 members.
I know. Oh,
there's Kellen.
There's Kellen.
All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six. So we need 1 more, hopefully.
There's Emily. Annalise is here. Okay.
She is.
Hello, Kellen. How are you?
Annalise, very casual. I didn't think you could make it.
Look very casual.
Okay. I misnomer. We said you were not going to be on, but you are. So thank you. You made quorum. So Brendan, it's urgent that you get Jeannie on. So if you have to call her on the phone, please do.
I'm doing it right now.
Thank you. Okay, court reporter, are you ready for us to go live?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great.
I've already started recording.
Great. And I'm assuming, Andrew, you're good to go and you have started it? So, good afternoon. Yes, we are live. Good afternoon, Jennifer Warren, the CCAC liaison. This is our public meeting. Please note, it is recorded.
He is now joining.
And on that, I am going to hand it over to Peter Van Alphen, the chair of CCAC.
Thank you, Jen. Good afternoon. I call to order this meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee for Monday, May 20th, 2024, and the time is 2:02 p.m. I would like to remind members to mute their phone or microphone on the Microsoft Teams program when not talking, and to announce your name when you speak for the transcript as well as for the public listening.
Hey, Jeannie, this is Brendan from the U.S. Mint. How are you doing?
Before we begin, I want to introduce members of the committee, so please respond present when I call your name. Arthur Bernstein, representing the general public.
Present.
Dr. Harcourt Fuller, recommended by the Speaker of the House. Dr. Christopher Capozzola, specially qualified in American history.
Present.
John Saunders, recommended by the House Minority Leader.
Present.
Michael Moran, recommended by the Senate Majority Leader.
Present.
Sam Gelbard, specially qualified in numismatics.
Present.
Kellen Horde, representing the general public.
Present.
Annalisa Purdy, representing the general public.
Present.
Jeannie Stevens-Solomon, specially qualified in sculpture or medallic arts.
Sir, this is Jennifer Warren. She should be on shortly. She's having some technical difficulties, so even if we have to, we may have to shift her swearing in a little bit.
All right, sounds good. And I am Peter Van Alphen, the member specially qualified as a numismatic curator and the chairperson of the CCAC. So I believe we have a quorum.
We do.
The agenda for today's public meeting includes the approval of minutes and letters to the secretary from the April 16 and 17, 2024 public meeting, swearing in of our new member of the CCAC, Sam Gelbard, who is specially qualified in numismatics, swearing in of our new member of the CCAC, Jeannie Stevens-Solomon, who is specially qualified in sculpture or medallic arts, and finally, review and discussion of the candidate designs for the Joseph R. Biden Jr. Presidential Medal. Before we begin our proceedings, I ask the liaison to the CCAC, Ms. Jennifer Warren, if we are aware of any members of the press who are remotely watching the public meeting.
Good afternoon. This is Jennifer Warren. We have Maggie Fall from Numismatic News, Mike Unser, Coin News, and Larry Jewett from Coin World.
All right. Thank you very much. And for the record, I would also like to confirm that the following Mint staff are in attendance today. So please indicate present after I've called your name. Deputy Director Christy McNally, U.S. Mint.
Present.
April Stafford, Chief Office of Design Management.
Present.
Megan Sullivan, Senior Design Specialist.
Present.
Roger Vasquez, Senior Design Manager.
Present.
Russell Evans, Design Manager.
Present.
Vanessa Hanchock, Design Jean Manager.
Stevens Solomon.
Present.
Is now joining.
Sukrita Bahajar, Design Manager.
Present.
Joseph Mena, Chief Engraver.
Present.
Jennifer Warren, Director of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs and Liaison to the CCAC.
Present.
Greg Wyman, Senior Legal Counsel and Counsel to the CCAC.
Present. Thank you.
Brendan Tate, Senior Government Affairs Specialist, Office of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs.
Present.
All right, thank you very much. I'd like
to begin. Mr. Chairman, sorry, yes. This is Jennifer Warren. I just wanted to, for the record, say that Harcourt Fuller has joined us, as well as Jeannie Stevens-Solomon now.
Fantastic, thank you very much. All right, I'd like to begin with the Mint. Are there any issues that need to be addressed before we start? All right, hearing none, then we will move on to our first order of business for the committee, which is to review and approve of the CCAC minutes and letters to the Secretary of the Treasury from our public meeting on April 16 and 17, 2024. Are there any comments on the documents?
Mr. Chairman, this is Arthur Bernstein. I so move.
All right. That's the motion to approve the minutes and letter. And do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, Kellen, thank you very much. So all those in favor, except for Mr. Gelbard and Ms. Stevens-Solomon, who are abstaining from this vote, please signify by saying aye.
Jean Stevens-Solomon.
Aye.
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 Is now exiting.
All right. Are there any objections to the motion? Right. Hearing none, without objection, the minutes and letters are approved. Next, we will be the introduction and swearing in of Sam Gelbard. Mr. Gelbard was appointed effective April 23rd, 2024, as the member specially qualified in numismatics. Mr. Gelbard has been a collector since the age of 9 and is an independent numismatic educator and content creator. He has delivered presentations and instructed classes on various numismatic topics to people of all ages. Mr. Gelbard brings to the committee a strong knowledge base and enthusiasm for our nation's coins and medals. Deputy Director Christy McNally will administer the oath of office to Sam Gelbard, and I now turn it over to Deputy Director McNally.
Good afternoon, everyone. At this time, I would like to welcome Sam Gelbard. As Dr. Van Elfen mentioned, Mr. Gelbard has a strong knowledge base and has shared his enthusiasm for our nation's coins and medals with people of all ages. He was a middle school social studies teacher and athletics coach in South Florida for over a decade. In addition, he's presented lectures and classes to people ages 4 to 94 about topics including hobby basics, coin grading, counterfeit detection, the modern coin minting process, as well as counseling Wolf Scouts and Scouts BSA workshops. In 2017, he won Florida United Numismatics Best of Show Award for his exhibit, Great Beards on Coins, and earned the organization's Polly Abbott Service Award in 2021 and was honored as a numismatic ambassador in 2023. Mr. Gelbard, in just a moment, I have the honor of administering the oath of office with you. With this oath, you will assume the position on the CCAC as a member specially qualified in numismatics. By doing so, you will join a very select and prestigious group of individuals invested in U.S. coins and medals. Mr. Gelbard, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I, Samuel Gregory Gelbard, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter. So help me God.
And that I will well faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God.
Mr. Gelbard, congratulations and welcome to the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee. We look forward to working with you, and I invite you to say a few words if you'd like.
Thank you very much, Deputy Director McNally. I am extremely grateful and sincerely humbled to be appointed to the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee as the member specially qualified in numismatics. I owe a tremendous amount of thanks to my wonderful wife and family and so many great colleagues and former students in professional education, as well as the coin collecting hobby and industry. These connections have provided vital knowledge to help me reach this point and continually prepare me for new opportunities and experiences. I would not be in this position if it were not for them. It can never be overstated how important a role the CCAC plays in determining the direction of our nation's coinage and medallic designs. It is essential for this committee to thoroughly review every available piece of information in order to recommend and the best compositions that will represent our country. Money is truly history in our hands, and the designs on which provide advisement must reflect our culture in the most excellent and equitable manner possible. This is an incredible honor, and again, I am deeply humbled to serve in this capacity. I eagerly anticipate working with the other amazing Americans on this committee, as well as the team at the United States Mint and Treasury Department. Thanks again so much to all of you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you again, Mr. Gilbert, and please allow me to add my congratulations and welcome to you on behalf of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Dr. Van Alphen. Greatly appreciated.
And next, we will have another swearing in and reintroduction of Jeannie Stephen Solman. Ms. Stephen Solman was appointed effective May 14th, 2024, as a member specially qualified in sculpture or medallic arts. Ms. Stephen Solman had previously served on the CCAC from 2012 to 2020 as a member appointed to represent the interests of the general public and as a leader in the field of medallic sculpture. Her work is exhibited in museums throughout the United States and Europe, as well as numerous private collections, including mine, frankly. Ms. Stephen Solman brings to the committee a wealth of knowledge, as well as a unique understanding of the CCAC and its mission. Deputy Director McNally will administer the oath of office to Jeannie Stephen Solman. And now, again, I turn it back to Deputy Director McNally.
Right. Hello again. As Dr. Van Alphen mentioned, we welcome back Ms. Stephen Solman and are excited to have her serving on the CCAC again. Jeannie is internationally recognized for her bronze medallions and relief work, as well as her longtime series of rabbits. Her work is found in many private collections in addition to the permanent collections of the State Museum in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art in Loretto, Pennsylvania, the British Museum in London, England, the Smithsonian of Washington, D.C., and the National Museum of Medallic Art in Warsaw, Poland. Before embarking on her medallic career, Jeannie taught at Penn State University, Juniata College, and Haystack Mountain School of Crafts. Ms. Stephen Solman, in just a moment, I have the honor of administering the oath of office to you. With this oath, you will assume the position of the CCAC as the member specially qualified in sculpture or medallic arts. By doing so, you will join a very select and prestigious group of individuals invested in U.S. coins and medals. Ms. Stephen Solman, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I, Jeannie Stephen Solman, do solemnly swear I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation of purpose or evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter, so help me God.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God.
Ms. Stephen Solman, congratulations and welcome to the Citizen Coinage Advisory Committee. We look forward to working with you again, and I invite you to say a few words if you like also.
Thank you so much, Deputy McNally, and I'm honored to be back on the CCAC. During my past two terms, it was a very responsible time to choose designs and make them go forward through the Mint's process. I believe strongly in the fact, I agree with Sam, who previously spoke, that our coins represent our nation and its history. So I take this seriously. I hope that I can help establish our history through our formal designs. One thing I need to explain, because I'm sure no one understands the rabbit business that has been talked about. As an independent artist for 40 years, the rabbits have been my production line, and we have established a studio built on being able to reach out into the public and present them on a commercial basis. So what I'd like to bring to the committee is my ability to market, to understand what the public wants and needs and how they perceive our coins. So I think my previous business, I'm now retired from making hundreds of millions of rabbits. I was inspired by Richard Adams, who wrote Watership Down, and humanized rabbits. And so in my sculpture, my human rabbits actually built, supported my husband and I for all those years. And then I started doing modalic art, which is smaller, and very much fun. I think that this background hopefully will help you. And I also want you to know that background, because when somebody says my rabbits, I'm sure you all thought, do we eat them or play with them or what? So no, they were sculpture all across the country. And I'm honored again to be here with you. I look forward to working with this new committee. I think there's only two members from my past that are still there. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Van Alphen, for this introduction.
Jeannie, welcome again to the CCAC and congratulations. It's great to have you back on the committee. And Sam, wonderful to have you on the committee as well, and I'm very happy that we now have a full, complete roster of CCAC members. So on to the work that we do. So moving on to the only portfolio to be reviewed today. This portfolio consists of the obverse and reverse candidate designs of the Joseph R. Biden Jr. Presidential Medal. April Stafford, Chief of the Office of Design Management, and Megan Sullivan, Design Manager for the program, will present the candidate designs for the Joseph R. Biden Jr. Presidential Medal. April, if you would, please.
Sure, thank you. So a little bit of background. Every United States president has been honored with a presidential medal. Presidential medals, in fact, originally began as the Peace Medal series. But beginning with the Rutherford B. Hayes Medal, the Mint took over medal production and the series shifted to the Presidential Medal series. Modern presidential medals traditionally feature a portrait of the president on the obverse with elements such as inaugural dates, terms of office, presidential symbols and seals, and excerpts from speeches on the reverse. The Mint worked with a liaison at the White House in the development of these designs, and the preferred designs are depicted here for you to deliberate upon. We start with obverse one. This design features a portrait of President Biden alongside his signature, and the inscription is Joseph R. Biden Jr. The reverse 14, depicts an image of the White House with the U.S. Capitol in the background, representing President Biden's journey from the Senate to the White House. The inscription is, "Nothing has been guaranteed about democracy in America. Every generation has had to defend it, protect it, choose it." The inscription 46 is used as a delimiter in this inscription. And that concludes the candidate designs, Chairman.
All right. Thank you very much, April. Are there any technical or legal questions from the committee about this program or the designs for the Joseph R. Biden Jr. Presidential Medal before we begin a general discussion?
Peter, this is Art Bernstein with a technical question.
Sure.
Go ahead. I'm a little confused in what seems to be an inconsistent use of periods. I notice there's a period following each phrase. I'm talking now about the reverse on the lower half phrases, but there's no period at the end of the phrase on the upper half. And I just wondered why there are some periods and not other periods.
I think we can go to Joe Mena, our chief engraver, for that. Joe?
Yes, this is Joseph Mena. The periods are acting as delimiters for the phrases. The artist chose to place them as periods instead of as often as directly in between the phrases. So they're really delimiters. The phrase up top is bound by 45 on each side, and that acts as the delimiter for that top phrase. I hope that answers your question, sir.
You meant 46, correct, Joe?
I can't. I can't. I'm wearing the wrong glasses. Yes.
I just wanted to make sure. Great. I see that you have your hand raised.
Yeah. Obviously, it sounds like this is an artistic use of a delimiter. Obviously, the committee can advise and can make recommendations if the committee as a whole feels strongly one way or the other.
All right. Thank you very much. Chris, I believe your hand is raised.
Sure. And this may be a technical question, or it may be really just for discussion later, which has to do with the angle from which we are looking at both the White House and the Capitol. And I wonder, this may be a question about the artist's intention to generically depict Washington rather than geographically any particular specific place.
Actually, so I'm going to ask Megan Sullivan, who's the design manager for this work, to comment on that. I do know that there was a lot of revisions that were requested specifically. Megan, would you like to share?
Absolutely. Thank you. This is Megan Sullivan. You are absolutely correct that this is kind of a very sort of, you know, imagined view of Washington, D.C. The real goal was to depict the two locations. They obviously don't really work at this angle. This wouldn't be a view you could ever see. But it was really important to the team that we worked with at the White House that the design, you know, represent the Capitol and the White House, showing that journey from one to the other.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? All right. Well, hearing none, rather than have our usual 5 minutes per member of the CCAC to comment on the design, since we have only a single obverse and reverse design, what I would do at this point is just ask if there are any suggestions or comments from committee members to improve upon the design, if they have any suggestions along those lines. Jeannie, I believe you're raising your hand.
Yes, I am. And I'm not sure if I'm able to speak to this issue, but I was wondering if perhaps instead of a period, we could just put a bullet between the lower phrases. It might read a little better. That's just a thought.
Right. Is that a motion that you would like to make, or would you like to?
Oh, if I can. I don't know if can I. Am I on the committee now and I can do this?
You are now officially on the committee.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to make a motion that we could, I think it's important to have something there, but I believe maybe a bullet would be better than a period. So okay. Please, that would be my motion.
And Art Bernstein can second that.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on that motion?
Peter, if I may.
Sure, Harcourt, go ahead.
What is the difference between a bullet and a period?
Jeannie, if you'd like to answer that question.
Yes. It's just the position. So instead of having it at the bottom, it would be in the middle. So between the I and the P, it would just be in the middle. And then if we did that, because it would no longer be a period, then I don't think we would need the period at the end of choose it, because 45 would then be our eliminator.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
46.
I'm sorry, 46. Please, 46.
Okay. So the motion then would be to have a bullet after defend it, protect it, but not after choose it. Is that correct? Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Chris, I believe your hand is raised.
Yes, I'm going to support the motion, but I just want to make sure that everyone here has the context that this reference comes from remarks by President Biden on November 2nd, 2022. And in the official sort of record of that, this is done with commas. Defend it, comma, protect it, comma, choose it. You know, I do think, you know, for reasons of this medal, that Jeannie's motion makes much more sense, but I just want to make sure people have that information.
Oh, thank you very much. That's good information on that. Are there any other comments on the motion? All right. Well, hearing none, why don't we vote on that motion? All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Are there any opposed? Are there any opposed? All right. The motion carries. Are there any other further motions or discussion?
I think it's a beautiful looking coin. I think it, if I may say so, I think the portrait of the president looks very pleasant, and it's a beautiful coin. Or medal, I'm sorry. It's a beautiful medal, yes.
All right. Very good. Are there any other further comments or questions about this presidential medal? Right. I would suggest then, if there are none, that we might have a motion then to recommend this medal. Would there be somebody who would like to propose that motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Art Bernstein. I would be pleased to make that motion.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there a second?
I'll second
it. All right. Thank you, Sam. All right. Any further discussion then? Well, hearing none, why don't we vote on that motion then? All of those in favor of recommending this obverse and reverse design as the Joseph R. Biden Jr. Presidential Medal, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? All right. Well, the motion carries. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I just wanted to be clear that my motion took into account the suggested modification that we just voted on previously.
Right. Right. Exactly. All right. Thank you very much.
The record will reflect that.
Yeah. All right. Well, if all discussion has concluded, I would then like to have a motion to adjourn this meeting, since we have no further business. Would make somebody like to make that motion?
I will make the motion.
All right. Chris, thank you very much. Is there a second?
I second.
All right, Jeannie, thank you very much. All of those in favor of adjourning the meeting, please signify by saying aye.
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 All right. Any opposed? All right. Well, hearing none, this meeting is adjourned at 12:31 p.m. I'd like to thank the Mint staff and members of the CCAC, especially our two newest members, Jeannie Stephens-Solomon and Sam Gilbert, for your attendance today, and look forward to our next meeting, which will be announced in the Federal Register. And that will take place in June. Yes.
Did you mean Harcourt? Did you mean 2:31 and not 12:31?
Oh, yes. 2:31. Sorry. 2:31 p.m., not 12:31 p.m. Yes, we're having trouble with numbers today. It's all right. So thank you all, and look forward to seeing you again this next month. So take care and be well.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you all.